WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two of the three major funding partners for the Research Valley Partnership will be receiving reports from the Economic Development Agency today.
Brazos County Commissioners are scheduled to accept the agency's audit for the fiscal year that ended last September. And the RVP is scheduled to present a compliance report to the Bryan City Council. The RVP is not on the agenda for Thursday's College Station City Council meeting. Mayor Nancy Berry, who's on the RVP board, told WTAW News she was not aware of the Bryan Council presentation. She says she'll ask RVP staff for a similar appearance in College Station. Councilman John Nichols on WTAW's The Infomaniacs knows what College Station's done in economic development, as the governing body had a serious discussion about the RVP during last year's city budget deliberation.
I will say we have a really strong, focused economic development director and city manager whose expertise is in economic development. And we're, as a city council, doing everything we can to provide the tools for them and the resources for them.
The RVP receives $350,000 from Brazos County and the cities of Bryan and College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
7 weeks after Frontier Communications took over phone, internet, and TV service from Verizon in Texas, including the Twin Cities, some customers say the transition has been a nightmare. Frontier acknowledges it has had serious issues, pointing out severe weather and logistics have been contributing factors. Spokeswoman Rachel McGallion says they're making major progress in making things right.
Each and every one of them matters to us, and that we continue to strive just to rebuild their confidence and trust in delivering the services that we know are critical for them.
McGallion says all Frontier customers who reported outages should get automatic bill credits by the end of June. A College Station police patrol vehicle was rear-ended Friday night by a driver who was arrested for DWI. The police vehicle, parked on Welburn north of Fitch due to another crash, was unoccupied. The driver who was arrested, 50-year-old Timoteo Lopez of Maryland, was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries before going to jail. Another DWI arrest by College Station police was in Northgate 18 minutes after the bars closed on Friday. Officers responded to a report of a car that flipped on Cross Street after hitting a parked vehicle. 21-year-old Victoria Rowling of Bryan was College Station was released on bond 1 minute after being booked in the county jail. Bryan College Station's Habitat for Humanity home building program is recruiting local businesses for its 13th corporate challenge.
We go out, we ask small, medium, and large businesses to provide sponsorships. Those sponsorships provide the funding that we use to build a home for a qualified Habitat family.
Habitat's Carl Roscoe says the outside support is in addition to the 500 hours of sweat equity that is contributed by the future homeowners.
They have to put 300 in just before we ever start on their home, which means they have to pay it forward. They got to work on somebody else's home.
More information about Habitat's corporate challenge is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 after 6. It's 72 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Wednesday, June 1st, as you decide the best in food services and places in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Mike's Barber Studio, Caprock Emergency, Urban Optics, and Texas Trading Post. Voting begins Wednesday, June 1st, for the 16th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
Good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today, some passing cloudiness, breezy with a high of 85 to 90. By late afternoon, there's the potential for a shower or a storm. Few scattered showers or thunderstorms overnight, lows near 75. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow. Shower or thunderstorm could pass through the region. Any activity tomorrow, though, looks to be isolated. Highs 85 to 90. Better chance for showers and thunderstorms by Thursday. Breezy on Thursday and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, awards for Aggies. I got the rundown for that. Also, we'll recap the Texas Rangers' loss to the Angels last night, and I'll have all the details on the NBA Finals. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, I know that we've all, well, I don't know that. I mean, I know I have thought, could there be much worse than actually being involved in an accident where you hit a police vehicle from behind?
Yeah.
Well, it could be if you're overserved.
Yeah.
But still. So, I mean, that little police roundup thing you had right there at the end, that was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, all right. So if you weren't paying attention, folks, we have a person who allegedly hit the back of a
patrol vehicle.
Yeah. That was investigating an accident. Fortunately, the police officer was not inside the car or near it when it happened. Mm-hmm.
And that's the second time now in a couple of weeks something like that has happened.
Had one on the bypass, that pretty well took the rear end off of one of them.
Oh, yeah, that picture was scary.
And then
Another DWI arrest. Sounds like they just flipped their car, which hit a parked vehicle.
Now, I mean, if you know where Cross Street is, that's right over there in Northgate.
Right.
I mean,
And it mentioned only 18 minutes after the bars closed, so there are still plenty of people in the area.
Yep. So you got to be going pretty fast, I think, to flip your vehicle. But apparently booked and out of there in record time?
Yeah. 1 minute after being booked in county jail. So she had some good friends.
I guess so. They came with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Now, did we have a trifecta, or was that just the two oddities that we had?
That was just the two we had. We'll have more in the next newscast.
Oh, good. I really do. I love when that happens. Well, I mean, I don't want anybody to get seriously injured, but but still, it's kind of interesting to know.
It's amazing the similarities of crimes or, you know, arrests that occur on the same day or even in the same week.
Yeah. When is the full moon?
That was this weekend,
this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're even waning.
But those were Friday arrests. Okay. So right. It makes sense.
The cusp of the full moon, and it's a weekend. And that's right. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're not living in the same town as your parents. So all sorts of reasons why you can do that. Five Indiana teens face various charges following a traffic stop by the state police. This one took place on Friday as well, where the Dodge minivan that they were in clocked doing 110. Yeah.
I didn't know a minivan could get that.
Yeah,
no kidding. I would think the aerodynamics would not be in favor of that. As troopers drove to catch up with the van, they could see alcoholic beverages being tossed out the window.
No.
Uh-huh. Hurry, get rid of it.
That's right. Never mind the lights that are shining on the back of the vehicle so we can see it. Once they stopped them, a search of the interior turned up numerous containers of alcohol, including several cases of beer, large bottle of whiskey, and troopers could smell the strong odor of alcohol coming from the van.
Yeah.
And it appeared that the 17-year-old driver only had a learner's permit, and he had been drinking. Yeah.
Version of a booze cruise.
That's right. Now, could it get much more difficult for the troopers? Well, yes, it could. Initially, they had trouble contacting the teen's parents because they were Amish and don't have phones.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This story gets better and better.
Yeah.
Info.
I don't think that reality show about the Amish?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But that's when they take their break.
Oh, okay.
And they go into the real world.
Okay.
Wait, they have vehicles? They weren't driving the buggy with the horses?
Going 110?
That is a fast horse.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:14, almost 6:15. It is. It's Tuesday, isn't it? It's
all day.
Yes, it is. It's
all day. It will be Tuesday.
Date is May the 24th. Okay, it's a Tuesday, May the 24th. This is day number 145. We have 221 of them to go. It is International Tiara Day.
Oh, I should grab mine from my parents' house.
Me too.
Okay.
That's a joke.
All right. Okay.
Mine wasn't.
Okay. Well, yeah. Now, do you have more than one?
Just one.
Okay. And what did that, what was the cause for that?
I was named homecoming queen at Blinn.
Well, there you go. All right. Very good.
Yeah. My sophomore year, whenever I was attending junior college there, they actually do the full blown out homecoming parade. And
a parade?
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. We had a parade.
Now, is that in Brenham or is that here?
In Brenham. Okay. In Brenham. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on the Brenham
Congratulations,
campus.
Congratulations, Your Majesty.
Thanks. Yeah, no kidding. That's cool. Now, was the homecoming king like a football player?
He was not, actually. Oh, okay. Just a really popular guy on campus. Okay. But, yeah.
There you go. Well, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
All right. Now, see? That's what Facebook is for. Get a picture of the tiara. Now, is it kept in a place of honor? You got it in a closet?
I think Mom has it on a shelf somewhere. Yeah, it's not like enclosed in a glass case or anything. But
sitting on a velvet pillow and it has a little lights going on.
Not that cool.
Well, anyway, that's very good. One of us should have a tiara and it's proper that it would be you.
Probably good that it's me, guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, it's Brother's Day. So, you know, if you got one, you can celebrate that or not. You can. Escargot Day. Yeah, you know?
As long as it's baked in cheese, garlic, and butter.
And after
anything
all,
tastes good.
That's exactly right. I mean, you could probably use a ping pong ball and do that, and it tastes pretty good. All right, we got some birthdays.
We do. Cool birthdays today. Will Sasso is 41 today. He's the guy from Mad TV, the bald guy. That's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Robinson is 47. He's the guitarist for the Black Crowes. I really like that band. They're cool. John C. Reilly, 51 today.
Pretty. He can do humor, but he also can do some dramatic stuff, too.
He can.
So pretty well done.
Yeah, his dramatic stuff's pretty good, but he's also hilarious. Yep. Love John C. Reilly. Rich Rodriguez is 53. That's the college football coach who took a University of Michigan football program to unprecedented levels of terribleness before he got canned, of course.
Yeah.
He's currently coaching at University of Arizona.
Okay.
So that's cool. Kristen Scott Thomas is 56 from Gosford Park and Life is a House, English actress. Larry Blackman is 60. That's the lead singer of Cameo. He's the guy who says, "Word up."
Okay.
Roseanne Cash is 61.
Like her a lot. Yeah. Really do.
Alfred Molina is 63. He's a great actor.
Yes, he is. Very good.
I like him and stuff he does. James Cosmo is 68. That's Lord Mormont from Soap Opera with Swords.
Oh,
pretty
man.
Cool.
Yeah. Does a week go by that we don't have an actor or actors from Soap Opera with Swords? I mean,
I don't think so.
Is
but
the cast,
you know,
that big?
I think that it's because the cast is so huge.
All right,
there are so many people.
Sure.
Priscilla Presley, 71 today.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Patti LaBelle, also 72 today.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Berghoff is 73. That's Radar from MASH.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Oh, my.
75.
Okay. And sings the same as he always did.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Chong is 78.
I have a Tommy Chong story later today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Didn't know it was his birthday.
Stick
That's
around, guys.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's what I got.
Okay. Matt Stoney, 24. He's a competitive eater.
Oh.
Currently holds these records. 103 carne asada tacos in eight minutes.
Wow.
Last year, he won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, beating Joey Chestnut by eating 62 hot dogs, 102 Twinkies in six minutes. You got to have a beverage along with that.
Yeah.
25 Big Macs in 22 minutes.
Well, that's just not healthy.
241 Hooters chicken wings in 10 minutes. And now this one just sounds fun. 182 slices of bacon in 5 minutes.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, I don't know how that happens. All right. Yeah, I know. Yes.
I love bacon, but no.
No, yeah. No. I think you'd be off it for a while.
Yep.
619.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Wednesday, June 1st, as you decide the best in food services and places in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Messina Hoff, Brazos Valley Foot Care, The Lester Group, and Copy Bridge. Voting begins Wednesday, June 1st, for the 16th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So over the weekend, the Washington Post released their latest polling on the 2016 presidential race. It was the first time the poll had shown Donald Trump ahead of Hillary Clinton among registered voters. The poll shows Trump favored by 46%, Clinton favored by 44%. Now that represents an 11-point shift towards the presumptive Republican nominee since March. Now the Post reluctantly buried the news of Trump's lead over Hillary in the fourth paragraph of the story. Headline, quote, voters accentuate the negativity in a poll. And just in case you need proof of the Washington Post bias, well, back in March when Hillary Clinton was leading in their poll, the headline was, Clinton has big edge in matchup with Trump. Now, can they make it any more obvious that they're in the tank for Hillary?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Hi, it's Mike from DollarShaveClub.com. We deliver amazing razors for a few bucks, so you can afford to change your blade whenever. It's way better than squeezing weeks and weeks of shaves out of a trashy, dirtbag razor.
Hey, Mac, it's Zeke, your old razor. You know, from the last few weeks. Look, when you spend as much time on the job as I do, you get some stuff in your parts. But I'm still good to shave. Touch your face!
Don't shave with a gross old razor. Enjoy a fresh blade shave anytime for a fraction of the price. Join DollarShaveClub.com today. That's DollarShaveClub.com.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're honoring Memorial Day with our Salute to Freedom event with special savings for you and military discounts for our veterans. Bubba Dixon here inviting you to bring your family in to meet our family and share in the savings not just for one day, but all month long. Tom Light Chevrolet has an amazing selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, like a Chevy Equinox, the perfect SUV for a three-day weekend family getaway. Or pull up to the Memorial Day Parade in your brand new Chevy Silverado. This month, celebrate freedom, celebrate family, and celebrate amazing savings all month long. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or go to TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The family of Baseball Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn is suing the tobacco industry, seeking to hold it legally accountable for Gwynn's death of oral cancer 2 years ago at the age of 54. The suit claims the ball player began dipping when he was a teenager and became a self-proclaimed tobacco junkie. Defendants include Altria, the parent company of Philip Morris, and U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company. J.P. Morgan's private bank has announced another round of layoffs. The cuts will affect nearly 100 employees across a range of positions and locations. Pennsylvania environmental regulators are not pursuing a $9 million fine against a Texas-based energy company previously accused of repeatedly failing to repair a natural gas well that contaminated groundwater and a stream. Range Resources Appalachia has been notified. The state won't pursue the fine for alleged violations associated with the gas well. Crude oil down 21 cents at $47.87 a barrel on Wall Street, features pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Are you ready to put your experience in construction, welding, or health sciences to work teaching the next generation of skilled workers? If so, Bryan ISD is a full-time teaching position ready for you. A college degree is not required, but if you have more than 3 years of full-time wage-earning experience in welding, construction, or health sciences, then come take a look at teaching. Bryan ISD offers great benefits, a no-copay health center, and a stable retirement plan from the state of Texas. Teach the future at Bryan ISD. Apply online at bryanisd.org.
626 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Found out moments ago that Chelsea was a homecoming queen in her past. Now, did you get a sash?
No, I didn't get a sash. Just got the tiara, and I think I got like a bouquet of roses.
Oh yeah, sure. So. Did they announce all the entire court was out there, and then they announced mm-hmm. this year's homecoming queen is?
Yeah, and it was kind of cool because it had been volleyball players the two previous years as well.
Okay.
And so each group and organization got to nominate one person. So I was representing the volleyball team.
And that was the trifecta then,
yeah,
huh?
And it was cool because my former teammate Amy had come back to crown the next queen, and so she got to crown me.
Oh,
so
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was nifty. Yeah. It was fun.
All right.
It was fun.
Well, that's fun. Okay, yeah. That's very good. All right, so there. I don't think we've ever had a homecoming queen before. I'm just saying. So in Florida, because it's Florida.
Surprise.
An expectant mother and her fiancé got a shock when... Well, that's not the right order. Expectant mother and fiancé? Anyway. Mm-hmm,
yep. Hey, it's a new day,
that's
Scott.
Right.
It's a new day.
And at least he was there. That's right. Got a shock when they found an iguana in their toilet. Ingrid Cepeda and... Now, if you walked in and saw that, you'd do more than... wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Right, but it's Florida.
I know.
Aren't they like squirrels?
Yeah, everywhere. What, they're everywhere?
I mean, I would be shocked if a squirrel was in my toilet,
You're talking about snakes, not Floridians.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, they said they came home from dinner to the surprising sight. Fire and rescue answered the 911 call. Animal was removed. He's fine.
Do you call 911, though?
I would think animal control.
Right.
Probably,
yeah.
Maybe because it was night. Maybe you don't have, you know.
Maybe an alligator? Yes, 911.
Could be.
An iguana?
That's right. So that means that if it was after they came home from dinner, that makes it the night of the iguana, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it says a movie. I forgot y'all are that age.
Yeah, we're youngins.
I know. Yeah, it was a famous movie. Okay.
Oh, it really was called The Night of the Iguana?
Night of the Iguana. Oh. Yeah, go look it up on IMDb. It's okay. In there. Yeah.
Hey, Christine, okay. How's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
All right, here we go. Mostly cloudy and a slight chance of some showers today, and the wind will be up a little bit more today, 10 to 15, gusting up maybe 20 miles an hour. We will get to 88, but I would think the wind will help it a little bit, and we do have a slight chance of showers at about 20%. It'll be in the afternoon if it happens at all. 74 will be our low temperature tonight. Then tomorrow, looking at pretty much the same deal. Chances of showers increase on Thursday to 50% during the day, 30% at night. And then on Friday, we're looking at a 70% chance of rain during the day, 40% on Friday night, and 30% on Saturday. Right now, winds are out of the south at 6, 97% relative humidity. Fair skies looking at 73.
It's common for younger people to think about getting older. But what do older people think about being older? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments?
Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
If you were to ask 1,200 people over the age of 65 what they think about getting older, you'd probably be surprised by what you hear.
And it is remarkably different from what any younger people think. One of the key lessons is being old is way better than you think.
Carl Pillemer, author of the book 30 Lessons for Living.
They are way happier than younger people imagine that they will be. What they point out is you're still the same person. They really see it as a time of opportunity, growth, and a lot of them referred to aging as an adventure.
Included in that group of 1,200 people over 65 that Carl spoke with, some were over 100. And interestingly,
they are remarkably unworried about dying. That in their view, dying is a young person's worry. I asked them, I sat with hundreds of people and said, look, you have more years behind you than ahead of you. Do you think about this much? And everyone to a person said, I used to wake up in the middle of the night scared about this. Now I just want to carefully plan for the end of my life, organize things, and enjoy things as they go along.
While younger people often dread getting older, it should come as some comfort that,
in fact, people in their 70s and 80s and beyond are generally happier than younger people on a day-to-day basis.
Tomorrow, the biggest regret older people share. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. One of the three major funding partners of the Research Valley Partnership will be asking the Economic Development Agency for equal time.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who's on the RVP board, tells WTAW News she wants the organization to appear at a future city council meeting to present a compliance report. The request was made after learning the RVP is scheduled to make a similar presentation at today's Bryan Council meeting, something Berry did not know was going to happen. Councilman John Nichols on WTAW's The Infomaniacs noted College Station gives the RVP $350,000 a year.
And that's probably more money than we're putting into the economic development budget inside the city. And so, you know, there's going to be some significant discussions about that, I think, coming up.
Nichols thinks the RVP will continue being a viable organization a year from now after last year's debate in College Station and Bryan about the value of the organization to both cities.
Well, I think Mayor Bianski makes a very strong points that there's lots of other non-university related economic development opportunities the RVP can play a role in. We may not have seen a lot of those in College Station. I think that's what some of the debate was about last year. I think we'll have to evaluate that.
The RVP is also on today's Brazos County Commission agenda to accept the agency's audit for the fiscal year that ended last September. The county and Bryan also contribute $350,000 a year to the RVP. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station woman hired to clean a woman's house is accused of taking five rings valued at nearly $20,000. 28-year-old Amanda Celeste Weiss is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest by College Station police for the felony theft that the victim said took place shortly before Christmas last year. Four parents file suit against the Texas Education Agency and Commissioner Mike McGrath, claiming the STAR tests violate a state law that effectively shortened the tests. The parents behind the suit also allege the McGrath and TEA made a conscious decision to not follow the state mandate. The suit says roughly 2 million students took what they consider an illegal exam. The state previously announced results from more than 14,000 students were tossed after a computer glitch lost test answers. Two domestic disputes result in the wives being arrested for assaulting their husbands. In one case, the wife was also taken to jail on arrest warrants from four unrelated cases. Bryan police responding to a disturbance Sunday night at the Creekside Apartments on Plainsman Lane near East 29th were told an argument over money resulted in the wife kicking her husband of 2 months in the groin area and also scratching him. According to the arrest report, she took her wedding ring and threw it outside. When her husband went outside to look for the ring, she locked him out. After the husband called police, he said he wanted to sign a non-prosecution order because he did not want her to go to jail for the assault. According to online jail records, 26-year-old Susie Magalanes will be held until June 16th to serve time for driving with an invalid license. Early Sunday morning, College Station police responded to the Hilton after a security officer reported hearing a loud crash outside one of the hotel rooms. The security officer, who saw overturned furniture in the room, followed the woman as she walked out to the parking lot with her belongings. According to the arrest report, 41-year-old Laura Garner of Plano told police she confronted her husband about seeing other women. Then she pushed him into a table, causing him to fall. Then she climbed on him, bit his ear, and scratched him. The husband, who did not want a protection order issued against his wife, did not require medical treatment at the scene. On April 1st, Frontier Communications took over phone, TV, and internet service from Verizon in the Twin Cities and in other areas of Texas and two other states. Since then, Frontier has been hammered with customer complaints. Spokeswoman Rachel McGallion says the transition period has been difficult.
We moved almost 440 million data elements in this conversion. And at the same time that that happened, we had some significant weather that hit the North Texas area specifically, and even in South Texas as well, as you can remember, in April. We've had equipment and vehicles that were damaged.
McGallion says they have brought in extra personnel to tackle the remaining problems. She says every Frontier customer who reported an outage should receive an automatic bill credit by the end of June. This is the 13th year that Bryan College Station's Habitat for Humanity home building program is asking local businesses to participate in the corporate challenge.
They can use it as a team building effort type mm-hmm. thing to let their employees get to know each other outside of work, but also to help the community that they serve, they work, and they live in type of thing. Sometimes they're helping people that they pass by and work with on a daily basis and not even know it.
Habitat's Carl Orozco says corporate volunteers are joined by those who help build and pay for their new homes.
These individual families have to go through a very strenuous process to qualify, but they're paying back an interest-free loan. They have a mortgage. It's 20 or 30-year mortgage.
More information about Habitat's corporate challenge, along with upcoming meetings to apply for a Habitat home, is online at habitatbcs.org. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 72 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This will get news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory provides comfort and reassurance during a family's most difficult time while honoring the legacy of your loved one. That's why we're the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory in Bryan College Station. To learn more, visit CallawayJones.com.
Attention, City of Bryan residents! The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here. The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 6:40. Here's the weather brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, located at 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine for today. Warm with highs between 85 and 90 this afternoon. By late today, there could be a shower or thunderstorm. Also looks like it'll turn a little breezy today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Overnight lows close to 75. Tomorrow, clouds and sunshine, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm during the day, 85 to near 90. Mostly cloudy and breezy Thursday, scattered showers and storms. Highs Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, lots of awards for lots of Aggies. I'll give you the rundown there. Also, the Rangers fall to the Angels. I'll give you the recap of that game, and I'll have the details for the NBA playoffs. It's coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Boomer. I just love it.
Boomer. Yeah. I do too. You know? I do too.
It's just story writes itself.
But I read a really cool article about him. I believe Brent Zorneman for the Houston Chronicle wrote it. Uh-huh. But he could have gone and played football in college, and I think his dad did, but he saw the injuries that his dad had suffered because of playing football, and so decided to go baseball instead and started at TCU, but always wanted to be an Aggie.
Yeah, yeah.
Seemed like the right choice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, and just unconscious when he hits the ball. Just really, really fun. But that's good, and they're not a bad team. And let me see. I think in D1 baseball, they were number one yesterday again.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. Florida did okay, but I didn't really think they would relinquish that. But they're a close number two, I think, in most of the other polls. So
And then Mississippi State won the SEC.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
bizarre. All kind of bizarre.
The way it all broke down this way, how you could be ranked really, really high in the nation and maybe not do so well. Florida has to play today, don't they? Is that right? Do they open play today?
I haven't looked at the bracket.
Yeah, I think they have to do that, which is kind of weird because they've been number one in the nation most all year. But hey, it's the way it goes.
Yep.
So you had the story on this. This is obviously we can't solve the public education problem in Texas to save our life.
Right.
Yeah. We're not the only state, but gee whiz. Now we got people, group of parents who filed suit yesterday, basically saying that using the 2016 test scores to rate students, including deciding whether students should advance onto the next grade or attend summer school. It was filed in Austin against the TEA, Texas Education Agency.
Well, and how frustrating for students who get all this stress put on them about taking these tests, and then 14,000 results were tossed after a computer glitch.
Yeah, exactly.
So you finally take it, you get through it, and then they say, well, sorry, you're going to have to take it again?
Not to mention the fact that the teachers spend so much time teaching to the test.
And I have several friends who are new teachers, granted, have only been in the profession for a couple of years or so, but it's a really stressful time of year, and they don't like it.
Mm-hmm. All the time wasted.
And I don't know. I went to school like when they had coal oil lanterns and stuff. but still, the number of standardized tests we had to take was minuscule compared to what we have now.
Right.
And I understand the reason some people want to have them is so we know that there's a benchmark that's being met.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, do we need third graders taking these tests? I mean,
Can't we have fun?
Yeah, right.
Can a kid not go to school and have fun? Wouldn't that be nice to be able to do that? And
yeah, it definitely takes the fun out of learning and education when you're, you know, drilling in these standardized tests.
Yeah.
Things.
And, you know, the problem I've always had with standardized tests is that, you know, they test them, you get the standard, you cater the lesson plan to that and everything, which basically means that you are catering to the lowest common denominator, the mm-hmm. weak link in the chain,
right.
you know, because
mm-hmm.
you get what the gauge is and you go, okay, we can only teach this much because yeah. they're not getting it, you know,
well,
or whatever.
And how many kids are not good test takers? How many college students are not good
sure.
test takers?
Right.
But could be very smart, very creative in other ways. Maybe they're great writers or whatever. And so now you're saying, well, they didn't score well on this test, so therefore they are not
exactly
you know,
yeah.
at
yeah.
the bar.
And it's really a because there are people who have hidden talents. I mean,
yeah.
just anecdotally, I have this company, and you know, we sort mail. And what we used to do was sort the mail. We called it jail mail because it was from the prisoners in the Brazos County Jail. And back in the day, they would provide them with blank envelopes. And the number of people who could do beautiful artistic work on there. Okay, these are people who are doing time, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're in the jail. And they were really, really good artists. And so, you know, everybody does have a button that you can punch. And if
right.
you can find that button, I mean, I think we all enjoy spending time doing things that we feel like we can excel at or want to excel at. And that's why I'm glad that the schools are working hard to come up with trade, you know, non-traditional, if you will, college-driven
yeah.
classes. And they can, if they have that ability to do something, then they get a chance to be exposed to how to advance themselves in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
But I just hate the idea that kids in third grade are having to take standardized tests. It's
I
unfortunate,
agree.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't know that we can fix it. And the other thing is the standardized test itself. I mean, they always come up with a new flavor. Oh, no, this is the standardized test that will work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where teachers are getting frustrated
sure.
is the constant changing and the constant, you know, having to reformat the way they're teaching things.
It would be interesting to talk to your friends in 5 years and
right.
see where
yeah.
they are with this because
yeah?
I'm sure the amount of paperwork, the burdensome, and if especially, I don't know, I would think an elementary teacher, at least you've got that benefit of knowing that those kids want to hug your neck every once in a while
aww.
As opposed to, you know, the older ones who really feel like they are adversaries of yours. That would not be a fun job to be in.
Yeah.
No, I would think so.
It's okay though; they'll all be on Common Core before too long.
Well,
so.
They are. Yeah. yes, thank you, federal government.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides 2 personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I often compare landscaping to interior decorating. There are many similarities, and those who understand one are often good at the other. However, even with those similarities, getting you revved up about mulches is about as likely as my turning you on to carpet padding. Undaunted, however, I present what I feel is a compelling case for my client, the miracle of mulches, right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, not in stores, not on Amazon, not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I can save you money on the second printing of my book. It is $28.95 plus tax and postage until the day after Father's Day. At that point, it goes to $31.95. So save now. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, let me tell you, not in stores, not on Amazon. Order by calling 800-752-4769. design or go to neilsperry.com. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted to present to you. Every book goes out signed. $28.95 plus tax and postage, but order immediately. 1-800-752-4769 during the week and neilsperry.com anytime. NEILSPERRY.com. So, I'm going to be talking about the miracles of mulches, and I'll start by saying mulches save lives. The lives of your most precious plants. Mulches, you see, conserve that valuable Texas water. You use less water today when you mulch, so there will be more water left for you to use another day. That's good for your plants. That moisture is saved due to the fact that mulches eliminate the direct contact of drying southerly breezes and the surface of the topsoil, so water won't wick into the air on those hot summer afternoons. Mulches also slow weed invasion, and that saves water. Weed seeds and runners don't get a good root hold in the mulch. Mulches moderate the rate at which soil temperatures change, both in the summer and in the coldest nights of midwinter. And finally, mulches reduce splashing. That means the water stays around longer, so it's more likely to soak into the soil. All the while, water mold funguses aren't as likely to splash off the soil and onto susceptible plants like petunias, pansies, snapdragons, mums, and periwinkles. Now, those are the utilitarian reasons that gardeners use mulches, but most of us use mulches for their appearance. Think about it. The carpet padding actually becomes a major supporting actor in the performance. What a deal! In simple words, mulches look good. I like pine bark mulch. Most natural of all the mulches, pine bark is inexpensive. It lays flat beneath your plants. It can be worked into the soil later. Many of us use it as a soil amendment, and it can easily be replenished annually. However, it does decay, and it washes away in heavy rains. Then there are nuggets and chips. These are larger pieces of bark. They stay in place better in rains. However, they're also very coarse textured visually. They aren't as popular as they once were. Hardwood mulches. Shredded hardwood mulch is growing in sales. It should be coarse enough it won't pack and repel water. For the record, it nor any other mulch will attract termites to your house. If you want an organic mulch that will bind with itself and stay put on slopes, cypress mulch is probably the best option. Pine needles will work well, too, if you have them available to you. And if you have valuable compost hanging around, you might use that as a mulch, but it's really even better as a soil amendment. I'm Neil Sperry. Summer pruning pays dividends in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. The Texas A&M baseball team received a host of accolades yesterday as the Aggs had four players who earned spots on Southeastern Conference postseason awards teams selected by the league's coaches. Second baseman Ryan Burke and third baseman Boomer White were selected to the All-SEC first team. Relief pitcher Mark Ecker was named to the All-SEC second team. Burke and pitcher Kyle Simons were recognized on the SEC All-Defensive team. Standouts Hunter Melton and Boomer White were among 43 players named Dick Hauser Trophy semifinalists by the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association over the weekend. The award given to the top players in collegiate baseball is based on two rounds of national voting. And yet another award for Boomer as the third baseman was named the Southeastern Conference Player of the Year. The Aggs return to action Wednesday when they play either Vanderbilt or Missouri in a 9:30 a.m. contest at Hoover Metropolitan Stadium. In other college sports, North Texas Athletic Director Rick Villarreal is stepping down after 16 years. Villarreal says the resignation was a, quote, mutual agreement with North Texas President Neil Smotrisk. Smotrisk plans to name an interim AD before deciding how the school will proceed with a search for a permanent replacement. Meanwhile, the University of Texas has a new Bevo and plans to introduce the Longhorn Steer at this season's football opener against Notre Dame on September 4th. The Longhorns had to select a new mascot after Bevo 14 died last October. He'd been on the Texas sideline since 2004. In Major League Baseball,
and that one is hit hard enough, that's for sure. That is not a line drive. That is a bomb. Two-run shot for Albert Pujols.
The Texas Rangers were blanked last night by the Los Angeles Angels 2-0, with Albert Pujols hitting a two-run homer for the Angels in the win. The round-tripper was his 569th, tying him for 12th on the career homers list with Rafael Palmeiro. Derek Holland allowed two runs on seven hits over 6 2/3 innings. Game 2 is tonight in Arlington at 7:05 p.m. When it comes to injuries, it certainly hasn't been a smooth road for the Rangers so far this season. Josh Hamilton will have more surgery on his left knee, meaning that he'll miss the entire season. season. The team says Hamilton will have the procedure done June 8th in Houston. He's had surgery on the same knee twice over the past year. Meanwhile, Shin-Soo Chu is back on the disabled list after the right fielder played only one game in his return to the Texas Rangers. The Rangers put Chu on the 15-day DL on Monday with a strained left hamstring. Among all that, there is some potential good news as Yu Darvish is lined up to make his first start for the Texas Rangers in nearly 22 months since having Tommy John surgery. Darvish is expected to start for the Rangers in Saturday night's home game against Pittsburgh after five rehab outings this month. In the NBA playoffs, we'll head to Toronto.
Irving freed himself and gets it. Now straight away, stepped in and jabbed for a moment, took a three ball, grazed front iron, and the final horn goes. The Toronto Raptors with a comeback victory over the Cavaliers, 105-99.
It's all knotted up at two games apiece in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Kyle Lowry had 35 points, and all-star backcourt mate DeMar DeRozan added 32 as the Toronto Raptors posted a 105-99 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Lowry said being at home helps.
Coming in a situation where, you know, down 0-2, they did what they were supposed to do on their home floor, and we had an opportunity to do what we could, what we had to do on our home floor. So just understanding the situation and taking advantage of being at home and completing the task.
Game 5 is Wednesday night in Cleveland. Meanwhile, in OKC, the Thunder can take a 3-1 lead over Golden State in the Western Conference Finals tonight. On Sunday, the Thunder torched the Warriors 133-105. Forward Draymond Green has been fined $25,000 but not suspended by the NBA for kicking Oklahoma City's Steven Adams in the groin Sunday night. That means Green will be on the floor when the Warriors try to even the Western Conference Finals at 2-2 tonight at Oklahoma City. In the NFL, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady wants his Deflategate four-game suspension heard by all 13 judges of the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, not the three-judge panel that ruled against him earlier. In the appeal filed on Monday, Brady's lawyers said that Commissioner Roger Goodell's, quote, biased, agenda-driven, and self-approving appeal must be vacated. And in the NHL, the San Jose Sharks are a victory away from reaching the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in team history. The Sharks took a 3-2 series lead over St. Louis by routing the Blues 6-3 last night as Joe Pavelski and Joel Ward each scored two goals. Game 6 is Wednesday night in San Jose. While in Tampa, the Lightning can advance to the Stanley Cup Finals with a victory over Pittsburgh tonight. The Lightning took a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals by outlasting the Penguins 4-3 in overtime Sunday night in Pittsburgh. And that's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brenham National Bank wants you to know that we just enhanced our mobile banking apps for both iPhone and Android. They are available for download from your app stores. They contain many user-friendly features, including enhanced bill pay, secure messaging, instant access calculators, and fingerprint login for iPhone users. Try the new apps. We know you'll like them. Brenham National Bank, keeping you on the leading edge of technology. Member FDIC.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Pronto Services. If your construction or oil field site needs roll-off dumpsters or porta-potties, Pronto Services can help. With quality equipment and same-day delivery and pickup, Pronto Services wants to earn your business with their same-day service guarantee. Call Pronto Services at 979-218-AGS9. That's 979-218-2479 or 979-571-5171. Pronto Services, your only call for construction and oil field site rentals.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be warm today and tomorrow about 88. Both.